This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about Kansas. Protecting the rights of what do they call people?
I think Kansans, like Texans.
Yes, thank you. Kansans to have abortions. That's going to be coming up, as well as kids drinking floor sealant or being served. It's unclear. We haven't gotten to, Bonnie's had the article for several weeks now. We've been wanting to talk about it. These kids were served floor sealant instead of milk. I can't imagine.
Does that happen?
The article says the kids started to complain that their throats were burning.
I can imagine.
And that's not even the worst thing that's going to happen to them at public school.
Probably not.
But we have John on the line calling from Louisiana. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, ma'am, for the opportunity to just comment. I, too, had heard statements about, Abraham Lincoln's, little secrets that he wasn't really freeing the slaves and so forth. But I came across information, basically his second inaugural address. If anyone wants to just read through that, his second inaugural address, I think he really poured out his true feelings if he kept them hidden. He did that in March 1865. And a few weeks later, he was assassinated because he really gets down to some crucial words about how that the loss of the slaves, the blood that was shed and so forth in their enslavement, it should be, there should be a reciprocation for it. And I think if they were pausing, about assassinating him when he made those comments, I think that pushed him over the edge as far as people that really were pro-slavery. But when I came across that second inaugural address of Lincoln, it gave me pause.
Prodding you along, I suppose. So your contention is that Abraham Lincoln's true take on...
Sounds windy.
Yeah, there's a lot of wind back there. But your contention is that Abraham Lincoln's true position on, slavery and the Civil War and all of this other stuff was really reflected in his second inaugural address rather than any of the other stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like he had a lot of people that, were even in the Union that weren't in love with black people, but as he kind of points out in that address that everybody just wanted it to be over with, but when he went on to say that every drop of blood should be basically paid for, and all of the monies that were made from their labor that was unrequired or unpaid, that too should be dealt with. But I think he made some comments there that I think
that would be cool and nice to think that maybe he changed his mind later on in life and maybe he did want those things and he wasn't just saying that like many politicians just say things. But I don't think it really makes much of a difference if after the war, Civil War, and all the horrible things he did, he just said a few words. And his entire career that he had before being president, he's a politician before he's a president, and the whole time he was a president saying racist things and not freeing the slaves as soon as he possibly could, just doesn't really make him seem any better to me. I just really don't, that you haven't changed my mind about him at all. Anyone can say anything after they've used their entire career to do nothing but evil. And he killed 600,000 people, so I really don't think he's suddenly, all of a sudden, you know, moral in any way.
Well, I'm willing to allow people, you know, regret, and for them to have changed their minds and to express regret and do what they can to undo the damage that they caused. I think it was Dwight D. Eisenhower, whoever was president at the end of World War II or whatever, who helped create the military-industrial complex, went on to give an address at the end of his presidency. Is like, hey, look, we didn't mean to do it, but we created this massive military-industrial complex now that is out of control, and you need to be aware of that this thing exists.
Eisenhower, right?
I think it was Eisenhower.
I think so, too.
I don't remember exactly which president it was, but whichever one was responsible for the creation of the military-industrial complex did own up to it and did express regret about it. And I'm willing to say, you know what, that there's redemption. I'm not willing to say that someone can do something that is so evil that redemption is just impossible for them.
I don't think people can change. I just don't think that we need to talk about Abraham Lincoln like he was some kind of great savior like the people do today, or that he's any different than Jinping. If Jinping 2 weeks before he died said, you know what, I'm sorry for all the stuff I did to the Uyghurs, but you know that's wrong, I should probably pay them, then he got assassinated, I'd still think he was a piece of crap that's probably burning in hell.
Well, I do have Lincoln's second inaugural address here. So, to my surprise, it's very short. This was apparently in the era before a politician would spend an hour and a half, you know, bloviating endlessly about, you know, the recession and tax rates and all the things they're going to do on day one. And thank you so much for the call tonight here, John. I did end up cutting you off there because John, for those who weren't aware, is a truck driver. So there was the wind, I imagine, that we heard was, you know, the window being down and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome takes, John. Thank you so much. Fellow countrymen, at this second appearing to take the oath of the presidential office, there is less occasion for an extended address than there was at the first. Then a statement somewhat in detail of a course to be pursued seemed fitting and proper. Now, at the expiration of 4 years, during which public declarations have been constantly called forth on every point and phase of the great contest, which still absorbs the attention and engrosses the energies of the nation, little that is new could be presented. So what he's saying there, because it was very verbose, and you know, a lot of people may have an easier time reading it than they do hearing it, is that, you know, I've given a lot of speeches over the last 4 years. I'm done with that. That's pretty much what he was saying. The progress of our, and he was like, there's a war going on, stuff's happening, I'm sick of talking about it. The progress of our arms, upon which all else chiefly depends, is as well known to the public as to myself, and it is, I trust, reasonably satisfactory, encouraging to all. The progress of our arms, I assume he means the progress of the war.
Yeah.
With high hope for the future, no prediction in regard to it is ventured. On the occasion corresponding to this 4 years ago, all thoughts were anxiously directed to an impending civil war. All dreaded it. All sought to avert it. While the inaugural address was being delivered from this place devoted altogether to saving the Union without war, let's go over that again. The inaugural address was being delivered from the White House altogether to saving the Union was what it was devoted to. Without war, insurgent agents were in the city seeking to destroy it without war, seeking to dissolve the Union and divide effects by negotiation.
Listen, I didn't want to do a war, but you guys made me because you tried to leave, so I had to kill all of you guys.
He's not even saying he wanted to do it without a war. He's saying he preferred to do it without a war, but what he's saying is, again, it backs up exactly what we said, which his goal was to preserve the Union, and he did not care what he had to do in order to do that. The only reason war came about was because the side that didn't want to preserve the Union was willing to go to war, and so he had to meet them. Both parties deprecated war, but one of them would make war rather than let the nation survive, and the other would accept war rather than let it perish. So that was all he was about, saving the Union, saving the nation. The other party wanted war, and he was willing to accept the war rather than let the Union die.
I'm sure the other party would have rather just had, you know, no war and be allowed to separate.
Well, history is written by the victors, and the Union won the war. It seems, in hindsight, it was probably unwise for them to fire at Fort Sumter. If indeed they actually did, I wasn't there. I don't know.
False flag.
It looks like there is more about this, but I don't know if we want to get into it. I'm going to go over during the break to see. 603-283-6160.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. for your letter to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you would like to weigh in, again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we're talking about Alpha. Before we were talking about Abraham Lincoln, well, we talked about Abraham Lincoln earlier because we pointed out that, you know, he was a vicious tyrant. He basically did to the American people the same thing that the Chinese government is doing in China. That Zelensky, he's very, very, Abraham Lincoln and Zelensky, the guy in Ukraine, are very, very similar. There's probably the strongest parallels between those two, but that's a weak metaphor in modern society because Americans love Zelensky. They don't care that, you know, he dissolved the opposition political party. They don't care that he dissolved independent news media and said set up a ministry of truth. They don't care that he's a dictator. They don't care that he's got literal Nazis in his army. He's fighting Ukraine. He's fighting for the freedom and democracy of Ukraine. It's completely insane. So he's a terrible example. I mean, he's every bit as evil as Abraham Lincoln was. But if we're sitting there like, if you were to go on Facebook and say, you know, it occurs to me how much Abraham Lincoln, or no, how much Zelensky is like Abraham Lincoln. People are like, yeah, yeah, I know, they're so inspirational. So great, great histories that will be remembered throughout the eons. It's like, no, you don't understand. They were evil.
That's why I chose to compare him to Xi Jinping.
Certainly, that is the leader in China. See, they got me using their terminology, and I don't like that. That's the ruler in China. These people aren't leaders. A leader is someone you want to follow because they inspire you, or for whatever reason. Maybe you just think like their haircut or whatever. I don't care what your reasons are. That's what a leader is someone that you choose.
Yeah, it's voluntary.
Follow. A ruler is someone who says, "Obey me or be punished." And this is a common thread in human history. That's what rulers always say. That's what the God of the Bible told people. That's what all of these religions use. And that's what the current dominant religion on the globe today, the state, uses in order to, you know, perpetuate its ideas. It's obey or be punished. There's no just a leader would offer you a reason that you should obey. It's like, yeah. Follow me and you'll become wealthy. Like Jesus Christ, when he was recruiting people, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. He said to, I think, Peter, it wasn't Peter. Do you remember which two he said that to? It was
the brothers.
It was, yeah, James and John, maybe?
Maybe.
It doesn't matter. But he said that to someone, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. He gave them a reason, because that's what leaders do. They say, hey, follow me and I will help you understand things better. I'll show you a new way of living.
Not follow me or else.
And like, it's so annoying when parents, I remember happening to me as a kid all the time when you'd be like, but why? Just because you wanted to know why something was good or bad or whatever, and they'd be like, because I said so.
Yeah, it's like squashing the natural curiosity to learn that children have.
If a little kid says, why can't I touch the stove? You should say, because you'll get burned. That's a person who's leading a kid instead of just being like, because I said so, because they're frustrated. But most parents are, you know, shouldn't be parents.
Why is a fair question, right? And if I can't answer someone's why, then that's something that I should have to face,
yeah,
right? If a little kid's like, well, if I say, no, don't do this, or I don't know, no, don't go outside, and they're like, why? Well, I guess the reason why is because I don't want to have to go out there and keep an eye on you.
Yeah, and most of the time when parents or rulers are fighting the why question, it's because the only reason why is because they want control or because they want something to be easy or simple. It's usually a selfish reason, and that is why they're so opposed to answering the question why, because if they really had to face that, they would have to face that maybe what they're doing is unethical.
In public school, I had this all the time with my teachers. I never was trying to, you know, get a rise out of them. I really thought of teachers when I was in middle school as all knowing. And they must know everything about the subject they're teaching. And I remember so many times in a biology class, there's just this one specific time that stuck out to me because I was so annoyed by her, where we were learning something with the word Gattaca. You know how this letter goes to this letter. I was explaining to her, the reason I'm not getting this is because I don't know what the heck this is. You want me to just memorize that, but I really need to know what the heck this thing is. These cells that are connecting or whatever you're talking about. Obviously, I don't know what I'm talking about because that biology class teacher was awful. And she got so mad at me and was just like, you don't need to know all of the processes that got us to here. You just need to memorize that G goes to A, goes to T, whatever.
No, she's really mad because she doesn't know the answer.
That occurred to me later.
Yeah.
Like, so annoying.
I had the same issue in math in high school, though. I mean, despite ending up majoring in physics briefly in college, you know, falling in love with mathematics, in high school, I hated it. And the one thing I remember most is the definition that we were given for a circle and a radius, where a circle was all of the points a given distance from a center. And the definition of radius was the given distance. And I'm looking at them like, that is the worst, dumbest definition of a circle I've ever heard. But years, and, you know, everyone said the same thing. I think that was in geometry. This teacher had heard that every single year, and he was like, that's the definition we're going with. Go with it. Never bothered to explain it or anything like that. It wasn't until years later when I was taking calculus in college when I stopped. I was like, That's the most elegant, perfect definition of a circle I've ever heard in my life. There's no better way anyone could possibly have defined a circle than that definition right there. But there were dots there that I wasn't connecting between that definition and the mathematics of the universe that you just don't learn in school. And it was the same sort of thing with, you know, the GAT, whatever the other letters is. You were doing DNA RNA mapping is what it sounds like you were doing. Or something along those lines where, you know, G turns into a C and T turns into an A or whatever that nonsense was that I never understood. And the reason I don't understand it now is because there was no context for those. Like, these are the rules. And we saw the same thing in
exactly.
chemistry.
There's no context. Like, I'm looking at these little circles and we're supposed to write in our little journals to remember that they do a thing. But I don't know what the hell animal, what part of the animal we're talking about, how people figured this out. I wanted to know all that first.
Yeah, the big picture. And that's a common issue that I have with typical schooling curriculum, not just public school, but a lot of private schools will use curriculum that's similar, where you're just looking at these, you're just following the curriculum, and teachers are just like, nope, we just have to follow this curriculum. But with like the unschooling model and with a lot of homeschooling models, it's learning through living. Yeah. So you look at the big picture more so before you zoom in to little subcategories of different topics. So before we start learning about genetic mapping, let's learn about, you know, the big picture of it so kids can actually understand what it is that they're learning instead of just memorizing random things just to get an A on the test. That doesn't help them.
Chemistry is a really good example of that, too, because, you know, before you get into covalent bonds and ions and all of that stuff, it's like all you do in chemistry, and this is high school level and college level, all we ever did was balance equations without any context. We're like, okay, you just have to change these numbers until they're balance the numbers on the right, and it's useless. There's no context to it. There's no application for the real world, and it's meaningless to people. It's just useless, trivial knowledge that's crammed into people's minds.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 37 people are dead and many remain missing after heavy rain led to flash flooding in Kentucky.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration's hearts go out to those affected.
We are doing everything that we can, and with FEMA and other other agencies across the administration to be as helpful to the state of Kentucky.
A public health emergency was declared in Kentucky by the Department of Health and Human Services. This gives Medicare and Medicaid centers expanded ability to meet emergency health needs. Health risks posed by COVID are causing more smokers to quit. A new study from the University of California, San Diego says regular smokers purchased much fewer cigarettes and a lot of people quit during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. Indiana Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walarski has been killed in a car crash. The death of the 58-year-old Congresswoman was confirmed by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise tweeting that Walarski was a dear friend who loved serving the people of Indiana. One county is giving the thumbs up to illegal immigrants getting government jobs.
Flying in the face of everything constitutional, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, without discussion or notification, voted last week to allow illegal immigrants to take government jobs. Another law in San Francisco that allowed illegal immigrants to vote in school board meetings was struck down last week by San Francisco Superior Court Judge Richard Ulmer. His ruling stated that the Constitution of the United States cannot be overwritten by state constitutions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You can share your thoughts and opinions, 603-283-6160, if you would like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And let's get back into the story about the Apple buy now, pay later thing that we have been dancing all around without actually getting into the actual text of the article. Apple is in trouble for misusing consumer data, evidently, and it hasn't really specified what that means, but I would speculate it's probably, you know, selling your information to advertisers and stuff like that. That's generally what it means when these companies do this sort of thing. And I realize how awful it sounds, but the only one who can protect your privacy, first of all, is you. If you're using, you know, a Visa card or your banking app or whatever, they're going to know generally what you're purchasing, what sort of shops you're purchasing, you're shopping at. Like, they may not know that you like pumpkin spice lattes, but they know how much you're spending at Starbucks.
Yeah.
So they know to serve you a Starbucks ad or a Dunkin' Donuts ad. The only one who can protect you from all of that is you. But worst case scenario, from what I've seen of these, they're completely useless. You're not going to get served an advertisement for something until you've already decided you want it and you go out of your way to purchase it.
And at that point, I've already purchased it, so you can stop bombarding me with ads for it because I don't need it anymore because I already bought it.
Exactly. And that's what targeted advertising has become on the internet. I understand the ideas behind it and how effective it could work. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Aria bought the one I remember the most was when I bought a keyboard off of Musician's Friend like 2 years ago or something like that. I don't remember how long ago it was. And for like the next week or two, I was just served ads for this is a music keyboard, by the way. I was just served ads for keyboards everywhere, like on Facebook, through Amazon. Everyone wanted to sell me a keyboard. I'm like, a keyboard? I don't need. I just bought one, right?
Well, consumerism says that you at least need two.
Well, and that would work for guitars, right? But see, that's where the targeted advertising fails. You would expect them to be like, hey, look, we know that Aria likes buying keyboards. Maybe she'd also like a bass guitar. Let's try selling her one of those and see, or a violin or something and see how that goes. But they don't do that. They're too stupid. And if you buy a, I bought a sound bar or something like that. I don't remember. And no, I looked up surround sound systems because I like surround sound systems. And the ones I found on Amazon were like $4,000 for a 7.1. And I was like, I'm not doing that. So I ended up building a composite one. I built one myself. But still after that, for weeks afterward, I was served ads for surround sound. I don't know how these advertisers could learn that I was interested in a surround sound system until I searched for one. But that's what targeted advertising has got to figure out. Otherwise, they're just serving me ads for crap that I've already bought or that I've already looked for.
Yeah, it works better with things like clothes and food.
It does work good with clothes.
There's certain things that it's like, I only need to buy that once.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Like, Arm the Animals, I found about from an ad on Facebook, and now I love their clothing.
What is that?
Store.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a clothing brand with, like, basically cats holding guns and stuff like that.
That's
yeah,
cool,
it's great.
It's pretty great, yeah.
And I love it, and another thing they do really well is, like, goth clothing and stuff like that. They're really good at serving me that. These things that, as you point out, you're going to buy more than one of. So it makes sense in those contexts. And I suspect that's what Apple is doing, selling with their buy now, pay later consumer violations or whatever. We haven't gotten into the article, so what exactly is going on here? What is Apple doing? Or what are they accused of doing?
So Rohit Chopra, who is the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau of the United States, says that Apple's pay later raised a host of issues, including antitrust and data privacy concerns. So the top U.S. consumer finance regulator has warned that big tech's entry into the buy now, pay later lending business risks undermining competition and raises questions about the use of consumer data. Among the issues the agencies would consider was whether it was actually to reduce competition and innovation in the market, Chopra said at an interview.
So what they're talking about there would be like, if you're using an Apple phone, it comes pre-installed with, you know, Apple's version of Buy Now, Pay Later. So no one's going into the iTunes store to look for Klarna, I think, was the other one you mentioned?
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of the name for.
So Chopra also said that big tech's entry into the lending business raises questions regarding how companies use consumer data, including browsing history and health data, which is pretty ironic just because Apple always talks about privacy and the CEO, Tim Cook, was just pushing for privacy legislation as soon as possible after a visit to Congress. So it's just assuming that Apple's always talking about privacy, but they're constant. I mean, we had another article on the show a couple weeks ago about some sort of breach in privacy that was some way connected to Apple. So
Apple likes talking about privacy, and they like making a show of caring about privacy. But when push comes to shove, especially when it comes to government, you have no privacy when it comes to Apple.
With the Siri thing that you can talk to, I used to use Siri all the time until Chris Wade really explained to me why lots of privacy stuff is important. And to turn it off, I was like, okay, I'm going to go turn it off. There's like so many steps you have to go through. And the very last thing you could possibly do, there's nothing else you can ask it, no other way for you to ask it to not listen to you. The last thing you can ask it to do you say that you're, it's, I don't remember the language, but it's, you're basically asking it not to listen to you anymore, and it says we have received your request.
And basically that's what it is. It's always constantly spying on you, and I don't know if you guys have ever been in a situation where you're just sitting somewhere minding your own business and somebody next to you has an iPhone and all of a sudden Siri just turns on.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it, but I mean, I don't have any of that crap on my phones.
Yeah.
For exactly that reason. I understand that, you know, in order for the phone to hear me say, hey, Google, or hello, Siri, or whatever it is people are saying to wake up their phones and, you know, get that voice functionality, that device has to always be listening for you to say those things. And all of that stuff is being sent to Amazon and Google and Apple to be processed so that it can figure out what you're saying. And I don't know what it's doing with all of those, that massive log of text that, or communications that it has of, you know, people speaking to my phone or someone else's phone or whatever, but it's not good.
It used to do this thing where when I had Siri on my phone, where I would just be having a normal conversation with somebody, and then later I'd take my phone out of my pocket, and it transcribed the entire thing onto my phone as if I was asking Siri a question. And it just says, like, I'm not sure what you're asking, but it had, like, the conversation word for word on there, and I never said anything.
So that's unfortunate, because transcribing a conversation like that could actually be, like, a useful feature. I wouldn't want Siri to do it, but if you had some sort of software I could install that would transcribe the entire show here and would do a reasonably good job of that, you know,
that would be convenient.
Okay, let's talk about this.
But normally they don't work that well.
No, they really don't.
It's just like those voicemail things you get from Google. I don't know if you have that, but Ian has it in his voice. So silly, like, there's no way they said that.
Voicemails from Google?
It'll be like a transcribe
thing
of the voicemail if you don't want to listen.
Voicemail. I have something that through Sprint / T-Mobile, whatever they're calling themselves now. And, it's helpful so I can get an idea of the gist of what the call is about. Or I can know who's calling or whatever. If it's Walgreens calling about a prescription that's ready versus, you know, someone who's calling me because they need help because their car is broken down. I like having that context where I can just quickly look and not have to listen to the voicemail, because I generally don't listen to my voicemails. And when I do, it's because there's a backlog of like 40 or 50 of them that I've been ignoring. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't want to deal with voicemails. Look, if you call me and I don't answer, you need to leave me a message. Just send me a text message like a normal human being so I can deal with it when it's convenient. And if it's urgent, start your text with urgent or something like that. There are ways to solve these problems that aren't leaving me a 3-minute voicemail pestilence for me to listen to. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And I want to say thank you to Brant Freeman, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Brant is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you value the show, if you like Free Talk Live, you want to help us get on more radio stations and reach a larger audience and all that great stuff, check out the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in. And it does come with a number of cool little perks, like there's an AMP-only chat room on the Matrix server. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. There's even an AMP-only version of the podcast. But really the reason you should join is because you value the ideas of liberty and you want to help us reach a larger audience. Thank you so much, Brant, for your contributions. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Now, I've got this story here that I've been wanting to get into for quite a while now. It's just been sitting here. Millions, malware has hit millions of Android users, according to Tom's Guide. Delete these apps right now. There's a new report of auto-starting Android malware infecting millions of devices, and we have a list of more apps you'll want to delete, according to Tom's Guide. And we're not going to go over the full list. You'll get a gist of the idea. You can find it at, I mean, just look up malware hits 10 million Android users and find the Tom's Guide link, and you'll find the full list of, you know, apps.
Maybe it'll answer this question, but is it only apps that were downloaded from Google Play and not, like, the same apps downloaded through an APK?
It does suggest that they were downloaded through the Google Play Store. Now,
In my experience, I've never had any issue downloading APKs from places that weren't the Google Play Store. You know, supposedly if they haven't been checked out, so they could be malware or whatever. I've never run into that, I guess, to my knowledge, at least. Another batch of malicious apps filled with adware and malware has managed to slip past Google's defenses and end up on the Play Store. In order to trick unsuspecting users into downloading them, these 36 malicious apps pose as image editing tools, virtual keyboards, system optimizers, wallpaper changers, and other useful tools. A system optimizer, look, no, just no, none of that PC doctor crap, none of that Android doctor crap. If you're downloading something called a system optimizer, it's a virus, uninstall, I mean, just don't download it. The system optimizer crap, it's been going on for such a long time. This was the bane of my existence when I did IT work, because everyone always had the same stupid question. Can you make my computer faster? It's like, what do you mean, can we make it? Yes, you can always make your computer faster. That's a stupid question. The question is, how much are you willing to pay, and how much of this is your fault? And usually the answer is almost all of it's their fault. You find out they've been down going to, you know, totally not questionable porn.com and clicking to install add-ons and toolbars from there and stuff like that. I hated Internet Explorer so much. Dude, I'm having flashbacks over here when I think about opening up people's Internet Explorer and just finding like 14 toolbars. People out there listening don't even know what I'm talking about. What the hell is a toolbar, right? Now, these were things like, now if you open Google Chrome, you can just type there into the one field. You can do a Google search. You can go to the website, you can do all sorts of nifty stuff directly from that one little box. It wasn't like that back in the day. If you wanted to search from your browser, you had to install the Google add-on
or
the Google toolbar. And then you had a separate toolbar right there below the main one where you could do your Google search. And trying to step people through, okay, no, I need you to click that box and not this other box where you want them to search for something. It's just a complete nightmare. And these people, they would... It's IT's people's fault, right? Because when we're stepping through people through things remotely, we always say the same thing. Just click next. Just click next until it stops asking you questions, because we know what it's asking you. You know, when you go to install this anti-spyware, the software for us to remotely take control of your computer, we know what those questions are, and we know because we've already installed it.
Setting a bad example for them.
When we're like, just click next, we don't care what any of that says. Just click next.
There's like a add toolbar check that they didn't uncheck or something.
Those are they were very common for a very long time, especially with these system optimizers and stuff like that. And anti-malware like McAfee had their own toolbar. Norton had their own toolbar. So you would sit down at someone's computer to make it faster because their email is slow, because that's what they would tell you. My email is slow. What the hell do you mean your email is slow? So you sit down to figure out, first of all, what the hell is the customer trying to communicate to me? And then you open and you go, well, which browser do you use? And it goes, that's my email. And they point to Internet Explorer and you're like, okay. And this isn't even an old person we're talking about, right? This isn't my grandmother. This is just some idiot who never learned how to use a computer. And now they're just installing, you know, questionable toolbars. So you open up their email, which is actually Internet Explorer, and it's immediately just, here's 14 toolbars that take them. There's a little, like, if you use your phone to look up I looked up a cherry cobbler recipe earlier, and the total amount of text that was dedicated to the actual recipe was like a 4 by 4 centimeters by 4 centimeters. So it was a tiny amount. The rest of it was ads and ads, social media bars, subscribe here, enter your email address, and all of this other crap.
Playing.
Yes, a video starts playing. That was what you would get. And this was just what they understood the internet to be. And I don't know how the hell I got into any of that, except for system optimizers and having flashbacks, because that was when system optimizers really came out. I was doing that Internet Explorer toolbar era, because everyone's computer was going slowly, because everyone installed all sorts of stupid nonsense that they didn't need.
If you download this malware, it'll make your computer faster.
It was so much that, right?
But spoiler alert, it didn't.
Is that what, was McAfee basically malware? Because I always thought that it was a stupid, useless thing that would always pop up on my parents' computers.
McAfee antivirus? It was good for, like, the first few years. I mean, I hate all antivirus because I did IT, and people have this mentality that if they have an antivirus, then they're safe and they can do whatever they want. It's the equivalent of thinking that if you're wearing protection during sex, you can do whatever you want, or that, you know, well, I was wearing a glove. I don't know why, you know, the lawnmower chopped my hand off. I was wearing a glove, just like you said, and that's what antivirus is for people. That's the first question I always ask. Well, how did I get a virus? I had Norton 360. Okay, I understand you had bloatware installed on your computer. You, individual user, installed this virus. It didn't install itself, right? That's what they always want to have you believe, that it's just, I don't know where it came from. Really? You really don't know how you got this virus? I'm willing to give it to you that you probably don't truly comprehend what series of bad decisions you made that led you to get this virus. But I've never seen a virus install itself. I've seen some hacking, and I've seen people install ransomware and stuff like that remotely, but that's due to different vulnerabilities that other people made. And that's generally what these people do. They install this toolbar that promises it's a system optimizer. It's going to make their computer fast again. But, of course, it doesn't. It just bloats their computer in a different direction. And then it says, oh, you know, we cleaned up your computer. Now it's 7.6% faster. We can make it 19% faster if you pay us $49.99. And then they do, and then their credit card information gets stolen. And then they call people like me, and they go, my computer's so slow, and I just got stolen. Robbed by this person in Bangladesh, and I don't know what to do. System optimizers, that word should be banned from the internet so you don't get another 10-minute rant from old IT people who have to deal with that nonsense. So anyway, while these image editing tools, virtual keyboards is another one I don't really understand. I don't like the built-in keyboards. But that's because long, long ago, I fell in love with the swipe keyboard, the paid version that's customizable and lets me adjust the size to what I like and all of this. It invented the swiping technology.
I've never heard of this.
Ian does it so fast, so I understand why he likes it if he's already used to it and stuff, but my brain does not work like that. I type way faster than him, even though
you're
swiping.
Just talking about, like, swiping your finger to make words?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were talking about a specific kind of...
I am.
Okay.
It was called the swipe keyboard, S-W-Y-P-E. They invented that technology.
And that was the whole point of it, was to be able to swipe?
Yes. Okay. It was, they were the ones who came up with this. Like, hey, look at this new swiping technology. It was great. But then all of these other keyboards started doing the same thing. And I don't, for whatever reason, the swipe keyboard wasn't able to make money and they went out of business. You can still find it. And this is what I was talking about earlier with these shady APKs that you get from other app stores. Every phone I've ever had, I've looked for and installed an old version of a swipe. The APK from one of these alternative locations because it's the keyboard that I know and use the most.
Did you get Ian into that?
No. I don't think so. I mean, maybe he saw me doing it one day. I was like, that's really neat. I got to check that out, but I don't think so. 603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to talk about some of these apps that you should uninstall. It is free.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.